Once upon a time, in a quaint little village named Berryville, Zach and Zoe lived a happy, carefree life with their parents. Berryville may seem like an odd name for a village, but it fit this place perfectly because luscious, bountiful berries grew there most of the year. The village of Berryville sat in a lush green valley with beautiful meadows surrounded by high, majestic mountain peaks. Each morning the sun made the most spectacular entrance as it peeked over the mountaintop, spreading its golden rays into the valley. Despite its beauty, the villagers never ventured up the mountain because they believed it was inhabited by mountain giants. During bonfire nights, the older villagers would tell the children stories about a group of men who ventured up the mountain and never returned. Their disappearance was blamed on the mountain giants who roamed the mountainside. The elders described rumbling and thumping sounds coming from the mountain, followed by clunking rocks tumbling down close to the village. Although no one in the village had ever seen the giants, the sounds proved to the villagers that giants still lived there. They warned the children to stay close to the village and to never cross the row of weeping willow trees near the mountain path. They believed that the weeping willow trees sprang up from the tears of the women who wept near the path for the return of their loved ones. One bright, sunny day, Zach and Zoe were in pyjamas, lazing about in their home.
"It's beautiful outside and you two have been home all day," their mother said. "You should get dressed and go get some fresh air."
She reached for two baskets and handed them to the kids.
"Go pick some strawberries and I will make you a pie for dinner."
Zach jumped up with a huge smile, anxious to explore the great outdoors. Zoe, on the other hand, wore a huge frown on her face because she wanted to stay indoors to play with her dolls.
"Great idea," said Zach.
He gave Zoe a grin and a wink, but she stood frozen with her arms folded and eyes crossed.
"You can take your dolls on the trip, Zoe," said Zach. "They need some sunshine and fresh air too. You can carry them in your basket."
With that, Zoe's face lit up and her eyes sparkled.
"What are we waiting for?" she said.
Zach took his sister by the hand and they each grabbed a basket. Then they marched outside into the sunshine and headed into the village.
"Remember,"
their mother called,
"do not go past the weeping willows."
"Yes, Mum," they replied.
"Better start making that pie crust, Mum," added Zach.
Zach and Zoe searched all over for strawberries, but they found very few near the village.
"My basket is still almost empty," said Zoe. "Let's go a little way up the path. Maybe we can find more strawberries near the weeping willows."
Zach paused for a few seconds, with his chin resting on one hand. He did not want to go too high up the mountain for fear of crossing paths with those infamous mountain giants.
"Well, I believe I can see some berry patches up ahead," Zach said. "But let's stay near the weeping willows."
"Promise," shouted Zoe.
"I'll leave my dolls here to have a picnic," she said. "And I will pick them up on our way back."
She spread a tiny blanket under a tree and placed the dolls in a sitting position. Hand in hand, the two siblings walked up the path toward the foothills of the mountain. There they discovered beautiful, plentiful strawberry patches. The higher they climbed, the larger and rosier the strawberries became. Zach tasted one of the strawberries and his eyes widened. He handed one to Zoe.
"These are really sweet and juicy," she said as she grabbed a second one.
The children climbed higher and higher. Plucking and eating at the same time, they began filling their baskets. The higher they climbed, the larger and more delicious the strawberries became, until they were almost the size of apples.
"I've never seen strawberries this big," said Zach, scratching his head. Did you notice that the birds and bees are also larger than normal? Asked Zoe.
Yes, they are, said Zack. Even the trees and grass seem taller. The two children did not realise it, but they had climbed way beyond the weeping willows. In fact, they were more than halfway up the side of the Forbidden Mountain.
My basket is really heavy, sighed Zoe. My tummy is overfilled with all those strawberries I ate.
I feel the same. Let's rest a little while, said Zack. Then we will head home.
Okay, said Zoe. Maybe you can help me with my basket on the way back.
The children were so exhausted from their climb and so stuffed from eating all those berries that they immediately drifted off to sleep. No sooner had they dozed off, they were awakened by a loud thumping sound that shook the ground. Thump, thump, thump. The birds flew from the trees and the squirrels and bunnies scampered away through the grass. Zack immediately jumped to his feet and looked around him. Looking up, he saw a giant bolting down the mountain with a huge sack on his back. Looking down the mountain, he could see the weeping willow trees in the distance. Zack suddenly realised how high he and his sister had climbed. Gripped with fear, Zack quickly grabbed his basket in one hand and Zoe in the other, and they started running down the mountain as fast as they could. No matter how fast they ran, the giant seemed to be getting closer with each step. Thump! 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 The giant, however, did not seem to notice Zack and Zoe sprinting ahead. He was busily grabbing everything in his path and stuffing them into his sack. Zack and Zoe ran as fast as they could, but the thumping seemed to be getting louder and louder.
Thump! Thump! Thump!
As they were running, the kids came upon a giant pumpkin next to the path. There was a hole in the side of the pumpkin from which birds and squirrels were taking seeds.
Let's hide in the pumpkin, Zoe exclaimed. That's a great idea, said Zack.
They scurried through the hole and slid down inside the squishy pumpkin and remained quiet. The thumping grew louder and louder.
Thump, thump, thump.
Suddenly, the thumping stopped. Zack and Zoe held their breath as they trembled in fear. They could hear the giant's heavy breathing near the pumpkin. Suddenly, the giant spoke in a loud, booming voice.
What a beautiful pumpkin! I will take it home for my wife to prepare for dinner.
The giant lifted the pumpkin, shook it a bit, and then placed it on his shoulder.
This pumpkin is very heavy. Maybe there are giant seeds inside. Baked seeds will be the perfect giant crunchy snack.
The giant then turned around and headed up the mountain. Zoe started to sob quietly as Zack held her close and placed a finger on his lips, signalling her to keep quiet.
It will be okay, Zoe, Zack whispered. We'll think of something.
The giant climbed slowly up the mountain with the sack on one shoulder and the pumpkin on the other. The children rocked back and forth inside the squishy pumpkin. Their strawberries tumbled from their baskets and rolled around with them. Zoe tugged on her brother's sleeve and whispered that she needed to burp.
I'm afraid the giant will hear me, she said. But I can't hold it in any longer.
Zack rubbed his own stuffed tummy as he also felt the strong urge to burp.
Wait, I have an idea, he said. Let's burp together. Maybe it will be loud enough to scare the giant. Are you sure? Whispered Zoe. What if he finds us?
We have to try, said Zack.
His wife will find us anyway when she cuts open the pumpkin.
He took a deep breath.
Okay. On the count of three, let's burp together as loud as we can.
Zoe nodded her head in agreement. Then Zack signalled with his fingers, one, two, three, and together they let out a huge burp.
Burp.
The burp swirled around in the pumpkin and then blasted out through the hole, slamming into the giant's ear.
Ouch!
Yelled the giant. The startled giant lost his balance and fell to the ground, bumping his head on a rock. Thud! The pumpkin and the sack fell to the ground. The dazed giant jumped to his feet and looked around in disbelief.
Oh me, oh my! Oh me, oh my! I've never heard a pumpkin burp in me life!
He shouted as he dashed up the mountain. The pumpkin began to slowly roll down the mountain, gathering speed. Faster and faster it rolled. Zack and Zoe held on to each other as the pumpkin bumped and rolled down the mountainside. Meanwhile, back in the village, Zack and Zoe's mother grew worried. The kids were not back, and it was close to sunset. At first, she thought that they'd stopped at a friend's house to play. But when she checked, no one in the village had seen them. She searched every corner of the village, but they were nowhere to be found. As she started up the path toward the weeping willows, she met their father coming home from the fields.
The children went to pick berries, but they haven't returned, she said. I can't find them anywhere in the village.
In no time, word spread throughout the village that Zack and Zoe were missing. The villagers joined in a frantic search, but no one was able to find them. Their parents searched closer to the weeping willows and came across Zoe's doll sitting peacefully on their blanket, just as they had left them.
Well, if they're not in the village, and Zoe's dolls are here, there is only one place they can be, said Zoe's dad wearily, gazing up at the mountain.
I'll call together the men of the village and we will search the mountainside.
Everyone in the village gathered near the weeping willow trees as the men prepared to venture up the forbidden mountain. The crowd grew restless as the elders recited the stories about the mountain giants and the missing folks. Zack and Zoe's father quickly energised the crowd by raising his pitchfork and shouting,
Let's bring them home!
The crowd joined in by chanting,
Bring them home! Bring them home!
The men armed themselves with pitchforks, spades and rakes for the journey, in case they ran into the mountain giants. As the men were preparing to head out, strange bumping, scraping, swishing sounds filled the air. Everyone became quiet, looking around nervously. Suddenly, someone in the crowd shouted,
Look!
And pointed up the mountain. The crowd's eyes widened and their jaws dropped. They could not believe what they were seeing. A giant pumpkin was tumbling down the mountain and it was headed directly for the village. It was the largest pumpkin anyone had ever seen. The crowd scattered as the pumpkin barreled, rolled, bumped and tumbled down the path. The villagers chased it as it rolled through the fields and meadows, right into the centre of the village. The giant pumpkin made a final bounce in the air and dropped into the pond in the centre of the village. Splash! Everyone stood still. No one dared to approach the giant pumpkin. And no one had any idea that Zack and Zoe were huddled inside. Zack and Zoe did not know that they were safely back home in the centre of the village.
Let's burp again, whispered Zoe, just in case the giant is still nearby.
Okay, said Zack, on the count of three. Again, the burps rolled around in the pumpkin and then shot through the tiny hole.
Burp.
The villagers backed away in fear, but Zack and Zoe's parents stood frozen. No one had ever heard of a burping pumpkin before. At least not in the village of Berryville. The burp was so loud that the pumpkin cracked in several places. Slowly, ever so slowly, the cracks on the pumpkin began to widen. Finally, with a loud, startling sound, the pumpkin split in half.
Crack!
To everyone's surprise, out popped Zack and Zoe, along with a heap of giant strawberries and pumpkin seeds.
My beautiful children!
Exclaimed Zack and Zoe's mother. She ran over and hugged them tightly. Their father smiled with joy and embraced his family.
We're so sorry we climbed beyond the weeping willow trees, said Zack.
We did not mean to go up the mountain, added Zoe. We were just having so much fun picking and eating strawberries.
She started to gather the berries that were scattered everywhere, putting them back into the baskets.
I'm just glad you are home safe and sound, said their mother.
The villagers huddled around Zack and Zoe, curious to learn what had happened. Zack told them about their close encounter with the giant and how they tricked him with their giant burps. He added that the plan to hide in the pumpkin was Zoe's idea as she stood by, beaming with pride.
We're all so happy that you outsmarted the giant, said their father.
But you disobeyed your mother. You're both very lucky to be alive.
The children nodded in agreement. They knew they wouldn't be going back up that mountain ever again, even if there were big, juicy berries beyond the weeping willows. That night, the villagers had a feast and lit a huge bonfire to celebrate the safe return of Zack and Zoe. They danced around the fire, sang old folk songs, and feasted on pumpkin pie and strawberry pie. Long after Zack and Zoe's adventure, the children of the village still remember the tale of the burping pumpkin and how the giant was outsmarted. Over time, pumpkin vines began to spring up all over the village. Soon there were giant pumpkins and berries everywhere. Eventually, the people decided to change the name of the village from Berryville to Pumpberry. On dark, chilly nights when the autumn bonfires are lit, you can hear the children sing. Burping pumpkin orange and round, you scared the giant with your burping sound. Zack and Zoe inside and hiding as you began rolling and sliding. Bouncing and bumping all the way down, headed for the middle of town. And when at last you finally stopped, you burped and cracked and out they popped, happy, smiling, safe and sound, with huge red berries all around.